Special Forces instructed guy to meet me, because in all probability I was Al-Qaeda too. Be careful what you say to him, they advised. Special Forces had even, I was startled to learn, been on the phone to Guy the very morning I had visited him. While I was getting coffee at the Red Lobster, they had phoned Guy and said, "Has he turned up yet? Be careful, and film him, get him on tape. We want to know who these people are." I'm not sure at what stage during the day we spent together Guy decided that I wasn't an Islamic terrorist. Perhaps it was when I discovered that his daughter danced with Richard Gere in the movie Chicago, and I screeched, "Catherine Zeta-Jones was brilliant in it!" Even a deep-cover Al-Qaeda terrorist wouldn't think to go that fey. I do know that throughout our entire hamster conversation, Guy was still convinced I wasn't an actual journalist. When I spoke of my hamster-owning readers, Guy had glanced dubiously at me because he believed I had no readers at all and would be reporting the events of the day not to the public but to a terrorist cell. This is the reason, Guy explained, why such a panicked scramble had ensued when I spotted the snapshot of the soldier karate chopping a goat to death. It was no ordinary karate chop, Guy revealed. It was the death touch. The death touch? I asked. Guy told me about the death touch. It was, he said, the fabled dimmak, also known as the quivering palm. The death touch is a very light strike. The goat is far from whacked. Its skin isn't broken. There isn't even a bruise. The goat will then stand there with a dazed expression on its face for about a day before it suddenly topples over dead. Imagine if Al-Qaeda had that kind of power, Guy said. Staring is one thing, the death touch is quite another. That's why we were all so freaked when you saw the picture. We still didn't know if you were Al-Qaeda. And so it was that Guy's life had taken a strange new twist. Was he to be a dance and martial arts instructor by day, and a covert agent infiltrating a hitherto unknown paranormal unit of Al-Qaeda by night? Over the next few weeks, Guy and I kept in touch. I met with another department, he told me during one call. Homeland Security, I asked. I can't tell you that, said Guy. But they're sure one of the guys who contacted me is Al-Qaeda. They're sure of it. How do they know? I asked. The name checks out, said Guy. The phone number, too. The phone number is on a list.